My brothers and sisters in Christ, over the course of the last 2.5 years as your bishop, I have come to marvel at the deep faith of many Arkansas Catholics and the evident vitality of the church here. We are a mission diocese, and we are a diocese with a mission, in two similar but distinct ways. Generous Catholics from outside Arkansas help us with needs we are not able to meet on our own, and generous Catholics from within Arkansas reach out to help others in our state through our annual CASA appeal and in other ways as well. It is sometimes easy for us to forget how much we still are a mission church in terms of distance and population. Territorially, we are the largest diocese east of the Rockies, and though half of our Catholics live within a 2.5-hour radius of Little Rock, the other half lives in 47 parishes and missions farther away. And we continue to grow. Last year, St. Augustine Mission in Dardanelle became officially a full freestanding parish, and the San Juan Diego Chapel in Wicks became a full mission served out of DeQueen. We now have 128 churches in Arkansas. Our growth is due, in part, to the sacrifices of many Catholics outside of Arkansas. We owe a great deal to those missionary priests who came to us first from Germany and Italy, and then later from Philadelphia and other heavily Catholic areas to serve the church here at a time when it was difficult to be a Catholic in Arkansas. Today, we continue to be blessed with 26 missionary priests from Africa, India, Latin America, and Vietnam, and 18 American religious order priests serving parishes here. That's 44% of the 101 priests in active ministry here today. Without the self-sacrificing help of these generous priests who have come here from elsewhere to serve the church in Arkansas, many of our churches would not be able to have Mass every weekend. Moreover, many of our church buildings were built in part with grant money received from the Catholic Extension Society based in Chicago, the people who also publish our parish calendars. Also, the salaries of many of our sisters are subsidized with money from Catholic Extension, and our three historically African-American parishes and St. Peter Claver School in Pine Bluff receives significant outside funding from the Black and Indian Mission Office of the USCCB. In all of these ways, Catholics from outside of Arkansas reach out to us to help us with personnel and financial resources that are in short supply here. We should never allow ourselves to become so accustomed to this outside help that we just sort of take it for granted. I encourage you to take a moment to thank our international priests and our religious order priests and sisters. We owe them a lot. But that's only half the story. The other half is the sacrifices of many Catholics from within Arkansas. That's you. So I want to take this opportunity to thank all 71 of the priests of our diocese, the 57 diocesan priests in active ministry, and especially our 14 retired priests. I also want to thank our 34 seminarians who give us so much hope for the future, our 92 permanent deacons, and the 48 men in formation for the diaconate, our 208 men and women religious, and all our committed lay ministers, especially the Knights of Columbus, who do so much to support the work of the church across our diocese, and many other groups as well. The Sarah Club, the Knights and Ladies of the Holy Sepulchre, and so on. If I named them all, it would be a very long list. You too are missionaries, home missioners, and I am so grateful for all of your sacrifices and dedicated work building up the church and spreading the faith in your parishes and local communities. And I must say, Arkansas Catholics are very generous financially as well, even in this time of economic recession. The Bible calls us to return 10% of our income to the Lord, most of which you should give to your local parish and other charities. But I do ask you to give 1% of your income to our annual CASA appeal, Catholic Arkansas Sharing Appeal. This is one important way in which you participate in the missionary outreach of the church beyond your local community. I want to thank you very sincerely for your exceptionally generous response to CASA last year, especially considering that just the week before, you gave $430,000 to help earthquake victims in Haiti, and then you pledged $1,900,000 to CASA, and then 2 months after that, you gave an additional $275,000 in our special Holy Thursday collection for seminarians. That's over $2,600,000 to these three special appeals in the space of 2 months. This year, our needs are even greater than before. We now have 34 seminarians and one discerner, up 8 from last year's 27, and that's even after ordaining 5 new priests last summer. We are a growing church. We have doubled in size these last 30 years and now constitute about 6% of the population of our state. It's exciting to be a Catholic in Arkansas these days. And the best way to find out more is by subscribing to the Arkansas Catholic, our award-winning diocesan paper, which this year is celebrating its centennial, 100 years of keeping Arkansas Catholics informed. I've asked your pastor to give you time to fill out your pledge cards right now during this Mass, and to provide subscription envelopes to those who are not yet receiving the Arkansas Catholic, and then to collect these completed pledges and subscription forms so that they can be brought up to the altar in the offertory procession today. If you need to take your pledge card home, maybe so that you can calculate whether you might be able to give more than the 1% I am requesting from everyone, that's great. Just be sure to turn it in next week or mail it in to the diocese. In today's gospel, Jesus says that we are to be the light of the world. So let your light shine. We are a missionary church, and we are a church with a mission. Through CASA, you participate in the missionary outreach of Jesus' church right here in Arkansas.